Welcome to All Sides with Ann Fisher. It's our fall membership drive. More about that in just a moment. The COVID-19 pandemic has done a real number on the American economy. This new reality has scores of Americans reassessing their personal finances, rethinking retirement, and wondering how to build or rebuild savings accounts. Jonathan Pond is known as America's financial planner, having dedicated much of his career to educating the public on financial matters. His book, available only to public broadcasting audiences, is called Money Smarts: Can't Miss Strategies for Achieving Lifelong Financial Security. Welcome back, Jonathan.
Thank you very much, Ann. I'm delighted to be with you.
You are listening to All Sides with Ann Fisher on 89.7 NPR News, and this is our fall membership drive. Remember, listener support is the foundation of our budget. Please make your gift right now at WOSU.org or by calling 866-897-9678 for a contribution of $5 a month as a sustainer or a one-time gift of $60. We'll send you Jonathan Pond's book, Money Smarts. The subtitle of the book, Can't Miss Strategies for Achieving Lifelong Financial Security. And if we thought we needed financial guidance after the recession in 2008, holy moly, 2020 has certainly shown us that we need to be prepared for anything. What better time than right now to take a close look at your financial future? Make a gift of $5 a month as a sustaining member, and you get a book that you cannot find in bookstores. You can't order it online, but you can get Money Smarts right now. Go to WOSU.org or call 866-897-9678. If you listen to All Sides every day, then you know this show is committed to producing in-depth, focused conversations on issues important to Columbus and Central Ohio. You hear from our weekly reporter roundtable every Monday morning. In recent months, you've heard straight from healthcare experts about the impacts of COVID-19. We bring these experts on the air so you can be informed and make smart decisions for yourself and your family. If having a locally focused talk show is important to you, then now is the time to make a gift and support the station. You can get a great Jonathan Pond thank you gift in return. Do your part right now at WOSU.org or call 866-897-9678. And again, for $5 a month as a sustainer, get the book Money Smarts. Go to WOSU.org or call 866-897-9678. Wow, Jonathan, what a year.
Oh, wow. Yes. And it's not yet over.
No, exactly.
We've had just one item after another that is affecting people and across the income spectrum, and the markets haven't collapsed yet, but I don't think they will. If they do decline, it will be a temporary thing, as it always has been. I mean, we did have a period earlier in the year,
right,
as this pandemic became evident, where there was a 35% loss in stocks in 34 days. Mm-hmm. And everybody was giving up. A lot of people got out of stocks entirely, which, hindsight being always 2020, was the wrong thing to do, because subsequent to that 35% drop, who would have thunk, but stocks have risen over 50% or rebounded. So it's still not a great year for the stock market. The average stock is still down about 15%. The reason the market has been ebullient is a bunch of tech stocks have just had a tremendous run, and yet it's a difficult time to invest. And I think over the next hour we're going to talk about how that's going to work out. But I reiterate your remarks about how important it is to pay attention to your finances and to help WOSU bring the programming that we all know and love to everyone. And a contribution at this point would be so much put to good use that I strongly encourage you to do so. And that's why I'm making these exclusive gifts available only in this area through the great people who are either members or become members of WOSU.
You're listening to All Sides with Ann Fisher on 89.7 NPR News, and my guest is Jonathan Pond. He's known as America's Financial Planner. I haven't talked to him for a year, have a lot of questions for him. You might have questions for Jonathan as well. If that's the case, this is the number to call, 614-292-8513. You can also email us at allsides@wosu.org. We always encourage questions from listeners because I can't fathom, you know, all the different iterations of struggle out there right now or concern. 614-292-8513. What are you seeing, Jonathan, as a common denominator out there right now, what a lot of people are worried about?
There's fairly pervasive fear among people. The recent mentions of surprising increases in initial unemployment claims is scary because while a lot of people are recovering the jobs they lost, there are also many companies that are so fearful of the future that they're laying off people to the tune of a little shy of a million a week. So I think that's an issue. It's certainly an issue with money. We did have this great rebound in stock prices, but we have virtually zero interest rates. There's anyone who's retired is going to confront a period of time of several, if not many years, where they can't get any interest on CDs or very little interest, not enough to even keep up with inflation. So what do? You have to invest in the stock market. The stock market is very volatile. So there are ways to approach this, which we'll be talking about shortly, no doubt. But I think those are the issues. They worry about their kids. They worry about colleges and getting their kids through college, and in the meantime, we have this pandemic, which is essentially still locking down so many people.
It's a
confluence of one bad event or outcome after another, but we still marshal along, and I think it's important to maintain a sense of optimism over the future, because we're a terribly resilient society despite all that's going on.
I heard recently that there was record-breaking savings in America, in the United States, since the pandemic, that people were just socking it away big time. And, you know, you always liked for people to have that cash cushion.
That's right. And how much that came into play for people when they had tough times earlier in the year, that perhaps they had some money available. But I remember my wife commenting recently. She says, you know, the balances in the savings account are looking pretty good. I said, yeah, we haven't been able to travel. Yeah, right. We love to travel.
Or go out to eat.
We haven't been able to do anything. You know, the old saying is people are driving so little that you measure gasoline consumption in months per gallon, but it's interesting to see that people are saving. I mean, they could go online and spend it all without any problem, and yet they're saving. And I think every once in a while we need a reminder, as you alluded earlier, 2008, where people need to be reminded that they've got to have a cushion, they've got to have a plan to address these adversities, because if you go back in history, these adversities happen every decade or so. So we'll get through this, but then you've got to prepare for the next debacle, because I think they're almost inevitable. And right now, the volatility, the way the economy moves so quickly is all the more reason to worry about the future and plan for the future.
And Jonathan can help you figure out what to do with that savings and what to do with your future financial prospects. This is 89.7 NPR News Membership Drive. Financial advice expert Jonathan Pond is offering three thank you gifts to you in a great combo package. These gifts are exclusive for public broadcasting and are only available to you right now. You can go to our website and read detailed descriptions of all of the gifts, or you can call and ask about the gifts. Call 866-897-9678 or visit WOSU.org. Our thank you gift levels this hour range from $5 a month to $10 a month to $20 a month when you become a sustaining member. So really, there's something for anyone and any budget. Your sustaining gift can be withdrawn from your checking account or charged to your credit card each month. Each of these thank you gifts will help you navigate the current economy. Go to WOSU.org or call 866-897-9678. Make a gift of $10 a month as a sustainer or a one-time gift of $120 and pick up the Money Smarts Financial Planner, which is your personal finance report done by Jonathan Pond. We'll talk about it more, but I'll tell you that you'll fill out a short questionnaire, and then Jonathan Pond will send you a personalized financial planner. Plus, you also get Jonathan's book. That is for $10 a month as a sustaining member. Go to WOSU.org or call 866-897-9678. Or also at $10 a month as a sustainer, you can get the Money Smarts Investment Planner and have Jonathan Pond give you personalized investment advice. This advice is tailored to your current financial situation. And we all know that's crazy right now. Make a $10 a month gift and pick the financial planner or the investment planner as your thank you gift. Go to WOSU.org or call 866-897-9678. And remember, no matter what amount you give, you're supporting the news and information on 89.7 NPR News. This station brings you coverage you can trust when it comes to the 2020 election, social justice and race issues, and of course, the global pandemic. With so much going on, having a trusted news source has never been more important. We are listener-supported public radio. You are the power behind public radio. Give now. Go to WOSU.org or call 866-897-9678. And Jonathan, it's sometimes hard for people to imagine that what you do with the Money Smarts Financial Planner is a personal finance report. It's done by you. People fill out a questionnaire and you customize it. And I'm wondering, when we're talking about something like the global pandemic and the economic downturn caused by the pandemic or the shutdowns, how do you figure that into these equations?
Well, there have been some major changes since the beginning of the year, and it's taking a term that we use in this business, a more defensive approach. In the investment planner, which actually shows you how to diversify your investments as we see it and is based on your responses to the confidential questionnaire and makes recommendations of specific no load, no commission mutual funds and exchange traded funds to help you realize your goals, or perhaps if you use an advisor to make suggestions of those particular investments in that particular way of diversifying your money. And it's changed. I mean, it's become defensive, as I say. The funds that are recommended are more defensive. In other words, they tend to decline less in dour markets, but they you reap most of the rewards in upturns. So that's done. The issues with respect to the financial planner covers all areas of your financial life except investing. And we talk about estate planning, insurance, ways to save on insurance, because people who are having to tighten their belts sometimes short-sightedly do away with some important insurance coverage. We talk about ways to save the amount of insurance or shop around for better rates. For retirees, we show them how perhaps to get more income out of their investments in a prudent way. This isn't wild stuff. I'm quite an unexciting guy when it comes to planning people's finances, because I don't want to send people off half-cocked in some direction. I, you know, one of the awards I'm most proud of is the Malcolm Forbes Award for Excellence in Promoting Financial Understanding. And that's what we do. And what we can do in this instance, which is why this has become so popular for the WOSU audience and indeed the public media audience nationwide, is that every report is different. Mm-hmm. I spend an awful lot of time on these, but I'm happy to do it because I just am a firm believer in public media. And that's why I make these exclusive. People say, what are you doing? You could probably make a lot more money, or make some money, I should say, making these available to everyone. I don't want to do that. First of all, it takes too much time. And I just want to give people a plan for their investments and their other areas of their financial lives that will help them achieve a better financial future. And in this particular environment will help them feel better about their financial situation. That's so important.
I want to thank Stuart Raby in Worthington and also Gary Peters in London, Ohio, for their support. You know, listener support of 89.7 NPR News is the bedrock of how we function here. You're listening to All Sides with Ann Fisher, and joining us this morning is financial advisor Jonathan Pond with our thank you gifts for this hour. And the best deal we're offering right now is the Jonathan Pond Combo. And for a gift of $20 a month as a sustainer, you'll get Jonathan Pond's book, Money Smarts, and the Money Smarts Financial Planner, and the Money Smarts Investment Planner. It's a great deal for $20 a month. You get everything we're talking about today and a lot of great advice from Jonathan Pond. So go to WOSU.org or call 866-897-9678. These thank you gifts are only available to people who support public broadcasting, and Jonathan just explained why. This is the only way to take advantage of what you are hearing about today. Don't wait. Call now while Jonathan Pond is on the air. Go to WOSU.org or call 866-897-9678. We have been talking to Jonathan Pond here on All Sides for years. This is our 11th year, Jonathan. And we thought he had some great advice and tips 10 years ago as we recovered from the Great Recession. We went through that together. But this year has been unprecedented. And it's still not over, as you mentioned at the outset. If 2020 has you questioning your finances or your sanity, then this is a great time to make an investment in your financial future. Get financial planning advice right now with the financial planner, and then get investing advice for your future with the investment planner. Plus, you'll be supporting public radio in the process. And by the way, you don't necessarily have to use the financial planner or the investment planner or even the book. You can share them with it. You can let other people. They could be a gift to somebody else. You could give one gift to, say, the graduating student in your life. Give them the book. Maybe somebody, maybe the kid in the family who's embarking on their career, maybe that's the financial planner piece, or maybe they just struck gold and the investment planner is what they need. This could be gifts for other people, and it's a good time to share this kind of information with people you love. Plus, you'll be supporting public radio in the process. That gift of $20 a month is a great investment in your future listening. If you listen to Morning Edition every morning, then catch All Sides during the midday, and then listen to All Things Considered on the way home, then you are a dedicated public radio fan. Your gift.
Anne, apropos it being used as gifts, our research has indicated that almost a third of the people members will give one of the items to a family member or sometimes a friend. And so you can spread it around. Another thing I'd like to mention is that this information that you provide is entirely confidential. As a matter of fact, although we need your email address, we don't need your name. And we discourage people putting their names on any questionnaires that we receive from them. So we appreciate your privacy and will work assiduously to protect it.
Your gift right now keeps these great programs on the air to come. Gifts from listeners are the most important part of operations at 89.7 NPR News. So give at WOSU.org or call 866-897-9678. Again, make that gift of $20 a month for the Jonathan Pond Combo Package and learn more about that at WOSU.org or call 866-897-9678. And thanks to Peggy Walter of Columbus for your support of 89.7 NPR News and All Sides with Ann Fisher. We really appreciate it. Jonathan, the pandemic, obviously, you know, you mentioned that we're finding out that new layoffs, it's incredibly scary because they were really thinking things were going to start to turn around by now, and the opposite has happened. There's a lot of disruption in the employment markets, and for people who have lost their job, let's just say everything was going fine, middle class, mm-hmm. savings, investments, 401ks, blah, 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 all of that. Now what?
That's right. I mean, it first of all, it requires a very tough and objective look at what the prospects are in your career, because some careers have better prospects than others. And then the issue becomes, it's easy to get down on this, there's no question, but you need to make finding another job a full-time job. And, you know, we look back a decade ago, and Ann, you sound just as young as you did back then, and I'm sure your appearance is even younger. But the a decade ago, you know, people were giving up. And yeah. Look at the rebound in the job market. And I have a sense that the economy is going to rebound and become as ebullient as before. We have this speed bump. Everything was going so well. So I think the employment situation will improve fairly rapidly. But again, people need to look at where their careers are going to be in 10 years, 20 years, and what have you. And that even more so for the OSU students and other students who are out there. You hate to say it, but you know, selection of your major is very important for that all important first job and to be employable. It's unfortunate, but does the course of study you're pursuing in love, is that going to result in a job? I mean, I had my middle daughter majored in classics. Fortunately, she found that classics majors, although unless you want to teach Latin, are not in great demand, but they are in demand with law school. So she did go to law school and is now gainfully employed, but we thought we'd be supporting her forever.
Nothing against classics. By the way,
because I'm pretty closely tied to academia, majoring in liberal arts is with the intention of going to graduate school is looked at very favorably by employers. That's all I'll say.
Okay. 614-292-8513 is the number to call if you have a question for financial planning expert Jonathan Pond. You can also email us at allsides@wosu.org. You're listening to All Sides with Ann Fisher on 89.7 NPR News. Credit cards have come into play again. People were paying down their balances. Apparently they were as low as they've been in years. Now, you know, for some people, they have to use them. But yeah. How do you use them strategically?
Well, it's if you're hurting, if you're really hurting, you're going to have to do that. And the credit card companies are cutting back on limits as a result of this. Mm. But be very careful about using it. Look for ways to reduce your expenses And but if push comes to shove, you have no choice. And this doesn't do well for your ability to sleep at night. But you have to say some of these are inevitable. There's a certain cohort of the population, as there is in every declining economy, that is really suffering. And they need to look far and wide for ways to get assistance and tap into the credit cards as a last resort, because it doesn't last forever.
Right. Thank you to Ashley James in Columbus and also Lauren Welker in Toledo. Thanks for your support. We know people are listening all over the state. They always do. They call in. We hear from you. If this is a show that you listen to regularly, if you regularly tune in to 89.7 NPR News, this is whether or not you live in Central Ohio or not, we are your news station. Give us a call and show your support. 866-897-9678. To show your support for 89.7 NPR News during our fall membership drive. And by the way, you're always welcome, as you know, to call in too if you have a financial planning question for Jonathan Pond, my guest. 614-292-8513. This is listener-supported 89.7 NPR News, and this is All Sides with Ann Fisher, and the time to make a gift is right now. While Jonathan Pond is on the air with us, support the conversations we bring you every day. We work hard to bring you interesting people, and our conversations are in-depth. Many times we talk to a guest for an entire hour. You only find that on public radio. Support 89.7 NPR News at WOSU.org or call 866-897-9678. Thanks to Richard Gorey in Columbus for your support. When you make a gift of $5 a month as a sustainer, you will get Jonathan Pond's book, Money Smarts. This is something you can read yourself and then pass it on to someone you know who could use a little financial help. This book is not available in stores. You can't ask your smart speaker to order it for you. You have to support WOSU right now. Go to WOSU.org or call 866-897-9678. Your gift to 89.7 NPR News today is essential to the future of this station. Think about how much you have been relying on this station over the past several months. You listen for important information about voting in the upcoming election. You listen to hear from healthcare experts about COVID-19 so you can make some smart decisions for yourself and your family. And you listen to learn more about the economy. All Sides has done several shows about our current economic situation. You turn to public radio for news and information. You come here for facts. That is what we bring you, facts. But we cannot do it without you. Listener support is vital. Do your part. Become a member. Go to WOSU.org or call 866-897-9678. And we have great thank you gifts from Jonathan today. They are gifts at the $5, $10, and $20 a month levels. The combo package with the book and two planners is $20 a month as a sustainer. So decide what fits into your budget and make that gift today. You will be investing in your future listening, and you will be helping your own future finances with great advice from Jonathan Pond. Go to WOSU.org. Or call 866-897-9678. And thanks to Philip Capehart in Sunbury for your show of support. 866-897-9678 or go online to WOSU.org. And I did want to go over a little bit more about the Money Smarts Investment Planner. It's your latest version of your exclusive customized report. It's been revised and updated to reflect the latest thinking on smart investment planning.
Yeah, it works. And the financial planner, and there's no overlap between the financial planner and the investment planner. So certainly we all are hoping and expecting that you'll be able to step up to the $20 a month level. But the way they work is you get a questionnaire shortly after you make your pledge. And the questionnaire, there's no time limit on filling out the questions. The time limit is the end of this program, because it's, I take this back to my Mary Clambake, and you won't be able to obtain it. And you get the questionnaire, fill it out, takes about a half hour to fill out each. And it gives me enough information to be able to provide you with the guidance you need. Submit the questionnaire by email. Most people do by email. Some prefer to send the questionnaire by mail. Either way, and then we will look at your questions and answers and be able to provide you with a report. If you want the report by return email, it's a lot quicker. Most people opt for that. That's the way we'll send it. If you want it nicely bound up and sent to you by mail, we'll do it that way. We're trying to make this easy and attractive for you so you can help this wonderful community resource in WOSU do what it's been doing for years and does so well. So that's the way that the situation works. Again, as I mentioned, you don't need to use your name when you email your questionnaire back because we have a password associated with it and we need your email. And then you can we will email it back to you. So the investment planner, investment markets have changed, and they're changing rather significantly. It's not so much that the stock market is problematic. It's more that interest rates are very low. So we're suggesting ways for anyone, and particularly retirees, to invest in a way that they will get some return on their investments. Some of these are called low correlation securities, and we make recommendations of specific, wonderful, low cost or no cost mutual funds or exchange traded funds, things like preferred stocks or treasury inflation protected securities, which will give you some yield because your money market funds now are paying nothing. So we can help out people who depend on income to pay their bills, and typically in retirement. But no two reports, no two funds are alike. For residents of Ohio, if we feel that you should invest in municipal bond funds, we will recommend specific Ohio municipal bond funds, which are more tax advantageous to Ohio residents. So that's the way it works. Again, there's no overlap between the two. Mm-hmm. And these are going to make a difference in your financial future. So this is a win-win situation. I've long felt that for the, I guess now, close to 150 years that Ann and I have been doing this. And it will be an asset to you. It'll make a difference in your financial life and or those of family members. And I urge you to call 866-897-9678 or go online to wosu.org. And become a member, particularly if you're not yet a member of the family here. Mm-hmm. That's what I have to say.
Yep. It's time to join the gang, join the family, join the club, become a member of 89.7 NPR News. Thanks to Jennifer Seipel of Westerville for your support of 89.7 NPR News. Perhaps you listen to All Sides with Ann Fisher all the time. If you do, then you know that we work hard to bring you a diverse range of topics. That's probably the number one thing people say to me is, I can't believe how many different topics you cover. From news of the day to long-term trends, you're going to hear about it all on this show. Our goal over time is to bring you all sides of the issues that matter to you. This is something that only happens on public radio. To support local programming that is truly local, go online to WOSU.org or call 866-897-9678. That's 866-897-9678. And Anil in Lewis Center, you're on the air. Hi, Anil.
Hi, how are you, ma'am?
Fine, thanks. Thanks for calling. What's your question?
I appreciate, first of all, your help and all the information you guys are providing.
Thank you.
I have a question for Mr. Jonathan. Is this the right time to invest in a retail market like gasoline and convenience stores and stuff?
So
I'm sorry, repeat it.
To invest in a business like a gasoline or convenience store kind of a thing.
Okay, yeah. Neil, that's a great question. And I'm not everybody online on the air says, oh, that's a great question. This indeed is a great question. Mm-hmm. And the best time to invest in a business when the economy stinks. For a couple of reasons. One, you start a business and it's going to take you a while to build up. So you know business for the new business, the sales are going to stink for a while, but why not do it and enjoy a rising source of revenue when the economy recovers? So there are many who say that this is an ideal time to start or acquire a business. If you're acquiring a business, you'll probably get it on the cheap. And so this is, it's not without risk, Anil, but it is still a very propitious time to do so. Thank you for the call.
Thank you, Anil and Lewis Center, for your call. We appreciate it. 614-292-8513 for other calls or questions from listeners. Remember, you are the backbone of this station. Your support pays for the programs you listen to every day. Programs like All Sides and all the other great NPR programs like Morning Edition and All Things Considered. You depend on these programs. You trust the news and information on NPR and 89.7 NPR News. Support your source for the news of the day and analysis of long-term trends. And in return for your gift, we are offering you a great gift from Jonathan Pond. Go to WOSU.org or call 866-897-9678. Maybe you participated. Maybe you made a gift to 89.7 NPR News 10, 8, 6, 4 years ago for this same thank you gift. That doesn't matter. The thing about finances is they're always changing. The equation, the equation doesn't really change, but the factors in the equation change.
And no, they sure do.
And that's where that's where Jonathan steps in.
And the I've over the years have had correspondence from people who say we do this every year. This is our annual gift to our public media station because we get an update on what we are doing right and what we need to do to improve our situation. So I do encourage you to come back and take advantage of the changes that are being made constantly in the advice that's provided in the reports.
Let's get, we have about 16 minutes left in the show, and I'm going out on a limb here, and I'm going to say, let's get 15 more gifts. Whatever you can manage is all we're asking for. If you can manage the numbers that I'm mentioning here to participate in the thank you gifts with Jonathan Pond, yay. But whatever you can afford is what we're asking you to do. We're asking you to show your support. We're asking you to maybe become a member for the first time. It's an exciting time to do that because more than ever, you depend on 89.7 NPR News for, the information that you depend on and that you need to navigate these uncertain times. Make a gift of $10 a month as a sustainer or a one-time gift of $120 and pick up the Money Smarts Financial Planner. It's your personal finance report done by Jonathan Pond. You fill out a short questionnaire, then Jonathan Pond sends you a personalized financial planner. Plus, you get Jonathan's book, and that's for $10 a month as a sustaining member. Go to WOSU.org or call 866-897-9678. Thanks to Edward Fincham in Springfield. That means 14 more gifts to go, and we have 15 minutes, and I know we can do it. The best deal of the day for $20 a month as a sustaining member, you will receive the combo package, Jonathan Pond's book, a personalized financial planner, and a personalized investment planner. That's a $20 a month $20 a month withdrawn from your checking account or charged to your credit card. Become a member online at WOSU.org or call 866-897-9678. One important thing to remember is that you are supporting the future of public radio with that gift as well. 2020 has been a year like no other for everyone, including for public broadcasting. And it's not over yet, folks. This is the time to put your support behind the things you believe in and value. And I'm guessing public radio is on the list of things important to you. That's why you're listening right now. If you depend on this station for national news and local news, then now is the time to make a gift. Our local news team has been reporting on Columbus's response to COVID-19. Our reporters are out there covering race issues and the impact of recent protests. They're not in the office ever anymore because of the pandemic, and we miss them very much. But we also depend on their reporting and want to give them all the due that's coming to them, because they're doing an award-winning, incredible job for you. This show has been covering all of those issues and more as well. Make a gift today in support of the news coverage you depend on and will continue to depend on, especially with a big election just around the corner. Give at WOSU.org or call us now at 866-897-9678. That's 866-897-9678. And show your support for 89.7 right now. We have an email from Pamela in Columbus, who writes, "As people continue to suffer the effects of the pandemic, would it be prudent to take some money out of the stock market if one is at the age where minimum distributions of 401k plans are starting up?"
Okay. The minimum distributions now commence at age 72. And I, quite frankly, think that's quite young, but my children do not. Yeah. So it wouldn't hurt to do that, Pamela. And I provide guidance in the investment planner, certainly, on how you should do. You have to hold your nose when you go to cash, because it earns nothing. But putting maybe 1 year or 2 years worth of expenses that you're going to need to take out, or minimum required distributions, could be a prudent thing, particularly if you're worried about the prospects for the markets. I long say, and I this is the mantra I use in the planners and both the investment planner and the financial planner, and that is, people need to sleep at night. And while I may think you could do a little bit better, and I'll show you in the report, you could do a little bit better, maybe a couple of percent in this money. If you really are worried, you should, and you want to sleep better at night, then that's okay to do. That's all right to do right now. And but retirees are taking it on the chin, right, with low interest rates. And they have been for a while, but now we've got the Fed saying we're just going to keep them low indefinitely. So this is tough. You know, dividend stocks, by the way, I can't say enough about them. Dividend stocks, you'll get a decent return off the dividends, and you will avoid, you will also subject this money to risk, because after all, it's stocks. But this I think is where a lot of prudent money that's willing to accept some risk will take. But I need to know more about your individual situations. Once I do, I can advise you more specifically on these matters. So please do call right now, 866-897-9678 or WOSU.org, and say thank you to this wonderful station, a community resource that really helps the public. Let me put it this way. Most people who are listening right now are probably in reasonably good financial fettle, but there are so many members of the community who are not. And one reason I'm so committed, as are my family, my spouse and the three younger pawns called the Puddles, we're committed to public broadcasting because it helps everyone in the community. So your support will help not only you and your acquaintances who may be okay financially, but it helps the ones, because it's such an accessible resource. It helps the ones who aren't so fortunate or who are going through very rough times right now. Everyone can tune in and be edified and informed about what's going on in a very positive way. I can't say enough about it, but you need to pick up the phone and right now and make a call and show your support and let me return the honor, and I consider it an honor, to help you with your finances or a family member's finances, whatever floats your boat. And I can, you know, I will do that. I take that as a privilege to help you. So please do call in now. The time is waning, is it not, Ann?
Time is waning. We are down to 9.5 minutes. And thanks to Linda Miser of Columbus and Adam Giles of Pickerington, we have just 12 more gifts to go to reach my completely arbitrary goal of 15 in the last 15 minutes. So help me reach that goal, because we need goals. I mean, we're goal-oriented people here at the station. We have schedules and we meet them. We're deadline-oriented, that kind of a thing. And that motivates us. If it motivates you, then call right now, 866-897-9678, or go online to WOSU.org and show your support for 89.7 NPR News right now. 12 to go in less than, it looks like just about 8 minutes. 866-897-9678. One important thing to remember is that you are supporting the future of public radio with that gift as well when you give as a sustaining member. And this would be a great time, if you can manage it, to become a member of 89.7 NPR News. It's a good feeling. I remember the first time I ever did it. You'll always remember the first time you did it. If today is the day, then let's do it right now. 866-897-9678. And Jonathan, I do have a couple questions. I don't know if we'll get to all of them, but Dave in Columbus asks, what happens to my 401k upon my death? Would my son owe unpaid tax? I guess the son being the heir.
This would not immediately unpaid tax, but when the money is withdrawn, typically, this is a more of an estate planning issue. When the money is withdrawn, it will be subject to taxes.
Oh, okay. So they could just inherit the 401k, but until they actually withdraw the money from it is when they pay, just like it would be for the person who started
for an IRA.
Gotcha. Okay.
Same treatment. Yep.
Let's make this hour a success. Give while Jonathan is on the air. Make this hour of All Sides a success. 866-897-9678 or go online to WOSU.org. I know you're thinking about it. You're listening to the show and, you know, it's hard. I don't want to distract you, but this is the time to show your support. 866-897-9678. Thanks to Vui Chung from Carroll, Ohio. Thanks for your support of 89.7 NPR News. You know that 89.7 NPR News is dedicated to bringing you in-depth local news. We have our award-winning news team, and we have this show, a two-hour local talk show that sometimes turns on a dime oftener and oftener to tell you and talk about what's important to you right now. This program is only possible with listener support. You hear in-depth features on the issues that impact life in Central Ohio from our news department. You hear conversations on the topics that matter to you when you listen to All Sides. We bring you interviews with newsmakers across the country and in your own backyard. Support the programming that keeps you connected. Go online to WOSU.org or call 866-897-9678. I think we have 11 more gifts to go before the end of the hour. 11 more. I know we can do it. 866-897-9678. Jonathan, I do have another one. Well, I want to talk a little bit about the combo package before I get to the next question. The best deal of the day: for $20 a month as a sustaining member, you receive the combo package. Jonathan Pond's book, A Personalized Financial Planner, and A Personalized Investment Planner. And how is it personalized? You answer specific questions, and Jonathan uses the information from those answers and creates a personalized financial planner or a personalized investment planner. But with the combo, you get both. That's $20 a month withdrawn from your checking account or charged to your credit card. Become a member online at WOSU.org or call 866-897-9678. That's 866-897-9678. 11 more calls or web gifts to go. 866-897-9678. 877-897-9678. And thanks to Stefan Broidy in Cedarville for your support. Cedarville, Ohio? That's what I need to know. 614-292-8913. This is an email from Mary. She says, we have had low 2020 census self-response rates in Columbus. If we spread the word through social media and emails and leaving brochures for delivery people, we'll help get federal funds for local transportation, infrastructure, hospitals, doctors, and food and shelter assistance for the poor, plus a bigger voice in Congress. I figure that could help my personal finances. What do you think, Jonathan?
Oh, yeah. You really got to respond to the questionnaire. It's simple. And do that, because otherwise it's going to cost the local community money, free money, at least from the feds. I say it's free. It comes from us, the taxpayers.
Mm-hmm.
But
to get our fair share,
you have to do it. It's a financial issue. If either you end up paying more or the community receives more. And
that's the
way. I don't know
why
there's a reticence to do it, but who knows?
It's important. Katie Justice, thanks to you from Pickerington. Thanks for your support of 89.7 NPR News. We have 8 more calls or web gifts to go, and we've got the time. We've got the people standing by to take your calls. The web is always a very quick opportunity. WOSU.org is where you go to do that. And 866-897-9678 is the number to call to show your support for 89.7 NPR News. For $20 a month as a sustaining member, your thank you gift is the combo package and everything we've been talking about this hour for $20 a month. This is a great investment in public radio and a great investment in the future of shows like this. We know you're thinking about it. Don't let this membership opportunity pass you by. Now is the time to act before this hour is over. 866-897-9678 or go online to WOSU.org. Our membership drive and time is running out. To support all sides for this hour, you listen to local news on 89.7 NPR News every day. You depend on this station to be your trusted news source locally and nationally. And now we're asking you to support your source for news with a gift. Thanks to Jari Smith from Columbus. That means we have 7 to go. 866-897-9678. I got to catch my breath. I really appreciate all your support. And Jonathan Pond, as always, thanks so much for your support of public media. We really appreciate it.
Well,
every
thank
year.
You. And particularly thank the new or existing members of the gang here at WOSU. It's important to show your support. I will return your generosity in kind with the reports you will be receiving.
866-897-9678. If you have never shown your support for 89.7 NPR News, it could be a million reasons why. We understand. If you can manage it this time, today, 866-897-9678. Or go online to WOSU.org. At $5 a month as a sustainer, a $60 one-time gift, you get the book Money Smarts with Jonathan Pond. It's a public broadcasting exclusive. It's not available in bookstores or on the web. It's always a great level to start at for new members. 866-897-9678. Remember, this is listener-supported WOSU FM and HD1 Columbus and online at WOSU.org. We're a service of WOSU Public Media, 89.7 NPR News, global, local. Thanks to Mark Cole in Columbus, that means we have 6 more calls or web pledges to go. 866-897-9678 or go online to WOSU.org. All Sides works hard every day to bring you interesting content. Every Tuesday, you hear Tech Tuesday. Wednesdays, you hear Wellness Wednesday. Thanks to Marilyn Lawrence in Upper Sandusky. Thanks, 5 to go in just about 45 seconds. I'm so excited. 866-897-9678 or go online to WOSU.org and help us to continue to bring you the programs that help you with the questions of our day. 866-897-9678 or go online to WOSU.org. It only takes a minute. 866-897-9678. or go online to WOSU.org. I thank you so much for your support of 89.7 NPR News and All Sides with Ann Fisher. Have a great day.